Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 29, 2023. Saint-Exupéry's Prayer. Comment: Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, author of The Little Prince, wrote a prayer that begins, "Lord, I'm not asking for miracles and visions, I'm only asking for strength to get through the day. Teach me the art of small steps. Please share your comments about it." My response: it is very good. That is, do not make for yourself any grandiose plans or any big upheavals in life. There is no need. On the contrary, do precisely small steps, but so that you know exactly what they are, and that this is your real skill. Question: practically, does a person take a step and then need to check whether this step is the one he was thinking about, and how to finish it? Answer: yes, absolutely. Question: what is next? How does the thought about the next step come? Answer: according to what he has done, he can already continue to work. Present me with the sense to be able to judge whether something is important or not. My response: this is very important when it seems to a person that there are many kinds of tasks, problems, solutions, and so on, and he makes a certain order in them. Question: how do I understand whether something is important or not? Answer: because it includes everything else, and nothing else can be solved without my solving it first. That is, this is the key to solving everything else. Question: what is important for a person? Answer: to understand what he wants from life in general. We can say in another way, to understand what the Creator wants from him. Save me from the naive belief that everything in life has to go smoothly. My response: in fact, we cannot plan steep, difficult turns, we still want it all to be smooth. Question: but he writes, save me from the naive belief. Why should I be saved from it? Answer: this will stop a person if he imagines such obstacles on the way. Question: are you saying that a person should think that it would be better if everything were smooth? Answer: yes. Question: what if steep turns start? Answer: if they start, I want to run away. Question: what should I do if all these ups and downs start? Answer: we need to increase the importance of these steep turns within ourselves. Then it will be possible to overcome them with pleasure. The steeper the turn, the more significant it is. Question: is there a law, the steeper the turn, the steeper the ascent? Answer: yes, of course. Send me the right person at the right moment, who will have enough courage and love to utter the truth. My response: of course, everyone would like to have such a person. Some do succeed. Question: so is this combination, enough love to utter the truth, the right combination? Answer: it helps a lot. Comment: usually, during our conversations, you have said, why are you spilling your truth on a person? It is your truth. It is like you are spilling your ego out on him. Here, however, you say that this combination, when you say it with love, is a different deal. My response: this is a great help. I know that many problems solve themselves, so please teach me patience. Comment: this moment is always very difficult for me to understand. My response: although it does not look heroic or correct, the wisest thing, in fact, is to go with the flow. Question: that is, not to take fortresses by storm, but to go with the flow? Answer: yes. It will come to you anyway. Everything is in the hands of the upper, and we need to agree with this. Question: is this the most difficult moment, this agreement? Answer: yes. You know how much we need friendship. Make me worthy of this nicest, hardest, riskiest, and most fragile gift of life. My response: it is really very difficult. The fact is that being worthy of friendship means giving everyone around such a state. Comment: in my opinion, this is impossible. My response: this is practically impossible and can be interpreted as your weakness. But this is the real strength. Spare me the fear of missing out on life. My response: yes, a person is afraid of missing out. Question: how can one not be afraid? Answer: it can be either absolute relaxation, it is what it is, or it is a pursuit of what should be, but it still will not be. Question: how can one get rid of this regret that I missed something? Answer: I think that this passes too. If I missed something, so be it. Comment: this is what you say, but a person beats himself up all the time, thinking, I missed out. My response: well, how long can he do it? Comment: I had to do it. How does he know? Thoughts come, and one cannot escape from them. This is what I had to do and I did not do it. Why did I not do it? It was so easy, I could have done it all easily. And so on. All these thoughts bother a person so much. I know it for myself. My response: dreary. Question: dreary, yes. And a person thinks, why am I sitting on this thought? Can you advise how to cut it off? Answer: my advice is to relax. Because you do not really determine anything. Do not give me the things I desire, but the things I need. My response: this is right and good. But these are such requests. You will be given what you really need. Question: do you proceed from this line? Answer: I proceed from the direct line of a person's coexistence with the Creator. If a person wants to somehow awaken this coexistence between himself and the Creator, to somehow change it for himself and his philosophy, I believe that this is not necessary. By this you tell the Creator that you are not worthy to take from him what he gives, and nothing else. Question: do you mean that our brain and our thinking stand between us and the Creator? If we cut off this part, would we cancel the brains? Answer: then we would become animals. This is what makes us humans, but such humans who are always looking for ways out. Question: what is your advice after all these prayers? Answer: my advice is to continue searching, rushing, screaming, asking, and advising the Creator on what to do. Admit to him that I do not like his governance, then eventually, try to reach a state where I agree with his governance and do not try to do anything, not because my strength has run out, but just because I understand that I cannot think of anything new, and everything that I have experienced and felt was all given to me by the Creator in order to help me completely relax and leave my control of the world. And that's the end of it. Comment: I expected you to say, to agree with the Creator. But you said, go through all the disagreements, go through all your jumps and hops, and come to an agreement. Answer: yes, our entire life is in this. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 3, 2023. From a single source. Question: in the study of the Ten Sefirot, it is often repeated that the Creator's thoughts are not our thoughts. How can this verse be turned into an area of work? Answer: the fact is, with the Creator everything comes from the desire to give, and with us everything is from the desire to receive. Therefore it is written that our thoughts are not his thoughts, and our actions are not his actions. Man has nothing of his own except the primordial small egoistic desire. Even if you try to grasp the Creator's thought, this thought is also from him, despite you considering it your own. Everything comes from the Creator. Our thoughts, desires, and actions are determined only by him who we are trying to reveal. Question: once we reveal this, what will happen next? Answer: we will completely agree with it, even though it seemingly destroys our egoism. Where are we then? We are nowhere. We are only the Creator's thoughts. Comment: it is hard to accept that I am practically not here. Answer: once we attain this, we will begin to feel our connection with the Creator. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 10, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, Study of the Ten Sefirot Tes. Questions about the spiritual covenant. Question: what does the correct covenant between us include, that even the Creator takes care of it? Answer: the correct covenant is when we are concerned and cherish the connection between us and all the time take care that our connection is strengthened more and more. Question: how can we come to the covenant in feelings if we have not yet come to the correct spiritual connection? Answer: it does not matter, keep trying. You can do it. Just help each other and try to reach a state where you are all together in one Kli. Question: is it possible to build the covenant of salt with the teacher? Answer: it is better to do this with the Creator. Question: does our covenant depend on the measure of the desire that the Creator will receive pleasure from it? Answer: yes, in the end all our actions should be with the intention to bring contentment to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 15, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam: on all your offerings you shall offer salt. Everything depends on the purity of the heart. Question: if the covenant of salt is the covenant of our hearts, do we need to describe some points of this covenant or will they play no role? Answer: they will not play any role. Here everything depends on the purity of the heart and thoughts. This is the most important thing. People who study in our groups, if they are also spouses, have a lot of help from above from the Creator. They can really achieve a lot if they mutually help each other in spiritual matters. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 15, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam: on all your offerings you shall offer salt. What is the difference between Knesset Israel and Holy Shehinah? Question: Rabash's article The Life of Sarah talks about the inner work of a person when he conquers the nations of the world within himself and wants to be Israel. It seems that all this is said about the unity of all the people because we are talking about the Knesset Israel. Does the correction go from one to all? Answer: 10 is the minimum necessary to reveal the Creator and the spiritual world. Next comes an even larger assembly called the Knesset Israel. Knesset comes from the word Kinuz, assembly, to gather. Israel is all those striving toward the Creator. Therefore, there is a group, a 10, or many people. Question: how is Knesset Israel different from the Holy Shehinah? Answer: Israel is every person regardless of what society, state, people, or nationality he belongs to. If he strives to reveal the Creator, he is called Israel, Yasharel, straight to the Creator. The Holy Shehinah is the community of all people striving to unite with each other to create a place for the Creator where he can be revealed. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 11, 2023. Writings of Rabash: The Life of Sarah. Why did the shattering happen? In the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah it is said that the shattering is the process where light, pleasure, enters an unprepared desire. This happens when a person wants to receive something for his own sake. But while he makes these attempts, he sees that he is not succeeding because the entire inner nature of our world exists based on the property of bestowal and love, on the property of the Creator, and we want to use the property of reception and acquisition. Therefore, a mismatch occurs between us and the Creator. Question: according to the law of the first restriction, light cannot enter an unprepared desire. How did it happen that the light still entered it, and therefore, the shattering occurred? Answer: initially, there was no such prohibition, it was never manifested anywhere. Therefore, when the light entered the desire to receive, then, due to their opposition, the light was shattered into tiny sparks, and the desire was shattered into tiny particles. This happened only once in nature and cannot happen again. Therefore, today our task is to assemble all the shattered desires and fill them with those sparks of light that scattered from the explosion. Question: is this a deliberate process? Answer: of course. There is nothing accidental, Everything follows a common law. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, October 10, 2023. Disconnection from the upper light. Question: did the process of the breakage of the general system happen gradually or instantly? Answer: the process of the breakage took place instantly, but in stages. That is, only one action of the breakage occurred, but it descended in stages. Starting from the largest stage, the common vessel was gradually breaking and crushed into smaller parts until the smallest stage. Question: does the breakage mean that the upper light ceased to control our desire and, as it were, gave us freedom? Answer: no, it did not cease to control our desire. While being in this broken desire, we are disconnected from the upper light, and therefore, do not feel its impact. Question: do I understand correctly that the breakage was necessary to mix the altruistic desires of the Creator and the egoistic desires of the creation, which allows the manifestation of life in our world? After all, life is a constant bestowal and reception. Answer: yes. Therefore, all our work in the corporeal world is to realize that reception is against the upper law of nature, against the Creator and bestowal. Mutual unification is for Him, for His sake. In principle, in every creation and, naturally, in every person there is a spark of inclination toward bestowal. Otherwise, we could not exist. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, October 10, 2023. How can we get closer to the quality of bestowal? Question: how can you completely hate your foundation, the desire to receive? Answer: if you feel that it is the desire to receive that separates you from the Creator, then, thinking about this, you begin to hate your egoism and gradually move away from it toward the quality of bestowal. As you reject egoism, you begin to respect the power of the Creator, love Him, and try to get closer to the quality of bestowal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 9, 2023. Writings of Balhasulam: you who love the Lord, hate evil. Why is it so difficult to work for bestowal? Question: why is it so difficult to work for bestowal, and how can this action be made easier in spiritual work? Answer: to work for bestowal is not only difficult, it is impossible. This property does not exist in us at all, so talking about it is like saying, fly like a bird. What can we do? Still work for bestowal. Despite the fact that we do not have such a property, which we could turn on in order to work for bestowal, it is formed under the influence of the upper light, and we must come to this through the group. Question: does our methodology make this work easier? Answer: it not only makes it easier, but directs, explains, and strengthens us. The methodology is everything. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 12, 2023. Writings of Rabash: what is peace in the work? Questions about spiritual work. 30. Question: do we fulfill the Torah out of darkness or out of a desire for light? What is the difference? Answer: try to create connections between all the elements of creation, and you will see how close you are to fulfilling them. That is when you will feel if you are in the light or the dark. Question: how do we resolve the eternal conflict between the evil inclination and the need to work for the sake of the heavens? Answer: to do this, we are given a ten, a group, in which we are and with which we can get out of our own egoism. Get more involved in each other and see how much strength you have to move forward. Question: how can we come to the feeling of darkness if we lack Kelim of bestowal? Answer: you should feel from your efforts what you lack and pray that you will have Kelim of bestowal. Question: how can we receive strength and mind from the Creator only for the formation of the soul and not ask egoistically for ourselves? Answer: only by doing good for the group to unite them even more. from the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 13, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What does it mean that the Torah was given out of the darkness in the work?